This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, clinging to Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Clinging to Allah means to hold fast by God for protection from all kinds of evil. Islam, while enjoining us to endeavor in pursuing our affairs, recommends clinging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holding fast onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, the guidance from Allah is dependent on how strongly we hold on to Allah. You know, sometimes we wonder, why is it that somebody is receiving the guidance and some other people are not receiving the guidance? Sometimes we wonder, why is it that some people are receiving more guidance than some other people? Well, remember, brothers and sisters, in Islam, we don't believe in coincidences. There is a set formula for everything. There are different variables behind the scenes. So it depends on the person himself. If you're seeking guidance, then you have to fulfill the criteria that enables you and makes you eligible of receiving that divine guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Holy Quran, O people, surely there has come to you manifest proof from your Lord, and we have sent to you a clear light. Then, as for those who believe in Allah and hold fast by Him, He will cause them to enter into His mercy and grace and guide them to Himself on a right path. If you notice, here in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah is making it a precondition that a person is holding fast to Allah and clinging on to Allah, and then there are certain things that happen that includes guidance and, you know, that person entering the mercy of Allah. Allah is the ultimate guide. Without His will, no one can get guided. What makes us deserving of the divine guidance is our clinging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing clinging to Allah and holding tightly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we really cling to Allah? You know, you may be thinking in your mind, okay, we understand the importance of clinging to Allah, but what are the ways to do that, right? What are the practical tips to do that? But let's ask a few tips from the Holy Quran. Allah says in the Holy Quran, therefore, keep up prayer and pay the poor rate, and hold fast by Allah. He is your guardian. How excellent the guardian, and how excellent the helper. This verse of the Holy Quran gives us at least two criteria, two methods, two ways in which we can actually hold on to Allah. The first one is establishing prayers. It has been emphasized in Quran time and again. This surely is a clear method of holding on to Allah, developing a relationship with Allah, clinging on to Allah, right? This is one of those key factors that a mu'min requires, that is, establishing prayers the way they are supposed to be established. Similarly, the second thing mentioned in this verse is paying zakat, the poor rate. It has been emphasized by Allah time and again. For those who perform salat and zakat, Allah is their wali and He is their guardian. Surely He is an excellent guardian. So today we know the two ways in which we can cling on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that this clinging on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is going to take us further close to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it seems to be a prerequisite for receiving the divine guidance.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.